You're listening to SBS News.
The third cricket test between Australia and India looks like going the full 5 days, with the match unlikely to be decided until Sunday evening. One of the big talking points to emerge on the sidelines of the action at the MCG so far were the frank admissions from both Cameron Bancroft and former captain Steve Smith over their part in the ball tampering crisis in South Africa. Smith, Bancroft and batsman David Warner are all serving lengthy bans. Bancroft spoke to Fox Sports and explained it was Warner that had put pressure on him to alter the state of the ball with sandpaper, and he says a desire to fit in made him do it.
Dave suggested to me to carry the action out of the ball, given the situation that we're in the game, and I didn't know any better. I had a choice and I made a massive mistake.
Smith, for his part, admitted it was his failure to act when he became aware the plan was being hatched.
I could have said no and stopped a negative outcome, yeah, that happened out in the middle, and that was, I guess, something that I've learned over this 9 months, is to sum up every single decision you make, take a minute or take a few seconds to think, if this goes pear-shaped, how's it going to look?
Bancroft's nine-month ban comes to an end on Sunday when he plays for the Perth Scorchers in the Big Bash League against the Hobart Hurricanes in Launceston. Warner and Smith, meanwhile, remain out of action for a further 3 months. To football, and the Socceroos are gearing up for their Asian Cup defence in the UAE this weekend. A warm-up match between Australia and Oman has been confirmed for Sunday at 11 p.m. in Dubai. The lead into the tournament is a chance for new faces such as Perth Glory striker Chris Economidis to show Socceroos coach Graham Arnold they are ready. Economidis says he's looking forward to the challenge.
I can't wait to get on the pitch in the first session and start working and getting used to the new system. I'm hearing and I'm seeing on TV that it's a very attack-minded game plan for quick players who want to go one-on-one with defenders and finish off chances.
The match against Oman pits the new Socceroos coach Graham Arnold against a former Socceroos mentor Pim Verbeek. Liverpool has taken a stranglehold of the English Premier League as it looks to win a first league title since 1990. The Reds moved 6 points clear of second-place Tottenham during the week. But despite being undefeated so far this season, manager Jurgen Klopp wants his side to concentrate on what it can control rather than speculate on his side's chances of winning the league.
We have to win our games, we have to be focused, we have to we need to be really in that mood of having a tunnel vision. That's really important, and then we will see where it leads us to.
Liverpool takes on Arsenal in the early hours of Sunday morning, while Tottenham takes on Wolverhampton Wanderers in a match you can see live on SBS from 1:30 a.m. also on Sunday. In the A-League on Friday, Melbourne Victory can move top of the table with a win against the Wellington Phoenix. Current leaders Perth Glory don't play until the New Year's Eve clash against the Central Coast Mariners on Monday. In the W League, Perth, Melbourne Victory and Brisbane Roar are all on 12 points at the top of the table. SBS Viceland has live coverage of the match between Perth and Melbourne Victory from 5 p.m. And in basketball this weekend, the Sydney Kings welcome the only team they're yet to face in the National Basketball League this season, the Brisbane Bullets. The Kings are on top of the ladder after 10 wins and 5 losses. And in the WNBL this weekend, the Melbourne Boomers go into round 12 on top of the ladder and facing a trip to Bendigo to play the Spirit on Saturday afternoon. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.